Kolobchek or Radio Yasvun.
Hello and welcome to the second edition of the Desmond College Radio. Just before I kick off the show, I'm going to read a piece prepared by Miss O'Mahony and Miss White to mark the significant centenary that has just passed this past Saturday. This past weekend marked a pivotal moment in Irish history, the centenary or 100-year anniversary of Bloody Sunday 1920. On the morning of November 21st, 1920, an elite assassination unit known as the Squad mounted an operation planned by Michael Collins, Director of Intelligence of the Irish Republican Army. Their orders were clear. They were to take out the backbone of the British intelligence network in Ireland. The shootings resulted in 14 deaths, including 6 intelligence agents and 2 members of the British Auxiliary Force. Later that afternoon, Dublin were scheduled to play Tipperary in a one-off challenge match at Croke Park. Tensions were high as Dublin, due to fears of a reprisal by Crown forces following the assassinations. Despite this, a crowd of almost 10,000 gathered in Croke Park. It is reported a mix of Royal Irish Constabulary, Auxiliary Police and military stormed into Croke Park and opened fire on the crowd. Amongst the spectators, there was a rush to all 4 exits, but the army stopped people from leaving the ground and this created a series of crushes around the stadium. Along the Cusack side, hundreds of people braved the 20-foot drop and jumped into the adjacent Belvedere sports grounds. The shooting lasted for less than 2 minutes. That afternoon in Croke Park, 14 people, including one player, Michael Hogan from Tipperary, lost their lives. It is estimated that 60 to 100 people were injured. Finally, in the evening came the arrest of 2 high-ranking Dublin IRA officers, Dick McKee and Pat O'Clancy. In all, 30 people died within 15 hours in that fateful day in Dublin. The events of Bloody Sunday, 21st November 1920, are generally regarded as having marked a decisive turning point in the military struggle between the British forces and the IRA. Bloody Sunday also marked an emotional turning point in the War of Independence and has gone down as a central event in national history. And it is such an important event that we have to mark it and mention it in our radio station today. Now, to lighten the mood a little, I'm going to announce winner of the competition for naming the cat. And the winner is Rebecca Campbell for the name Morpheus. And her reasoning for calling the cat Morpheus is that Morpheus is a god of sleep and dreams, and the cat always seems to be sleeping or resting in her classes. And I think we can all agree that this isn't the busiest cat in the world, so I believe this name not only to be cool, but also very fitting. Now, to get your prize, go to Miss Keane or Miss Nash and they'll sort you out. Now, to continue with the usual running of the show, I'm going to hand you over to Brian Martell for the sports analysis.
Hello everyone and welcome to the second week of the Desmond Radio. So, my name is Brian Martell and I'm going to be the sports correspondent, so we're just going to look at the week in sport. So just a recap on what has happened in the GAA world. Limerick had a great win against Waterford last weekend. That Munster final we were out talking about last week. So that finished up 25 points to 21 points to Limerick. So we'd like to give a big congratulations to the Limerick team and Mr. Hegarty on winning that game. That puts him into All-Ireland semi-finals. So best of luck to the Limerick seniors. Moving on then to the football, Tipperary, Tipperary played Cork today being Sunday, in the Munster senior football final, and Tipperary coming out winning that match, and it was a very special day for Tipperary, especially with the whole Bloody Sunday thing that happened 100 years ago and a day ago today. Tipperary playing Dublin in that game in Croke Park, when the English and the Black and Tans raided Croke Park, killing one of 14 people killed that day was a Tipperary cornerback So a very special day for the Tipperary side to come out with a win today, for respect of that team and that player who sadly passed away 100 years ago today. So I'm going to throw you back over to Oisín now, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, Brian. And also, while I have you all, West Limerick Resources are organising a food drive for families in need in the local area. And I am asking all of you, if you can, to contribute non-perishable goods, so your pastas and your tin food, or toiletries. There will be an area in reception to donate such items, and all donations are so much appreciated. And I would like to thank Miss Barry for organising it. It's an absolutely great initiative, and I hope us as a school can pull together and donate and give as much as we can to this great resource. Okay, so next up we have an original song by Keane Nolan and Aaron Mansfield. I hope you enjoy.
Summer 2018, first man I felt like a daydream. Looked like someone out of the 18. Who knew that we'd both be sinking down a hole that was full of love. Separate the good God above, live a life that consists of a love that I'm unworthy of. We started out the best of friends, we both knew that had to end. Fell in love way too fast, we were determined to make this last. But love you will never grow cold, despite the fact we have to grow old. With you I'm down to struggle, my heart's increased sevenfold. Things have been the same, girl, and I don't know what to think. But don't worry, babe, I'll be okay. I don't need to solve it with a drink. Cause nowadays I'm waking up feeling better about myself. And maybe it's cause you're here with me, I guess I could call you my help. Whatever it is that's going on between us, I know it'll be okay. No matter what it is, you'll always be my cover from a rainy day. Whatever it is that's going on between us, I know it'll be okay. No matter what it is, you'll always be my cover from a rainy day. We started out the best of friends, we both knew that had to end. Fell in love way too fast, we were determined to make this last. My love for you will never grow cold, despite the fact that we will grow old. With you I've definitely struck gold, my heart's increased sevenfold. Girl, you make me feel much better. Even when there's stormy weather, I could make you my heather. Only if you wanted to. Yeah, girl, I want this to last forever. All I think about is being together. Standing there in your jacket, black leather. I hope you feel the way I do. We started out the best of friends, we both knew that had to end. Fell in love way too fast, we were determined to make this last. My love for you will never grow cold, despite the fact that we will grow old. With you I'm definitely struck gold, my heart's increased sevenfold.
We started out the best of friends, we both knew that had to end. Fell in love way too fast, we were determined to make this last. My love for you will never grow cold, despite the fact we have to grow old. With you I'm definitely struck gold, my heart's increased sevenfold.
We started out the best of friends, we both knew that had to end. Fell in love way too fast, we were determined to make this last. My love for you will never grow cold, despite the fact we have to grow old. With you I'm definitely struck gold, my heart's increased sevenfold.
Thanks, lads. And next up, on topic of music, we have an announcement from Fiona Kelly.
Hi everyone, I'd like to make an announcement on behalf of Miss Keane and the Music Department. As you all know, there are no choir events for us this Christmas, so this year we hope to make a cover of Do They Know It's Christmas remotely. We heavily encourage any existing members of the choir to get involved, so if you are interested, please email your name to radio@desmondncw.com.
Thanks, Fiona. Now, I would like to make a couple of announcements just for the school. I would like to let everyone know that this week is College Awareness Week. It is a little different in COVID times with no guest speakers able to come in. But we hope you enjoy all the classes and learn more about colleges and universities. Also, take note of the projects inside and reception completed by the TYs. So, I have one announcement from Miss Boohan. I would like us as a school to take note that this week is Take One Program Week. The ETBI are using the Take One Program to embed the Sustainable Development Goals in the Junior Cycle curriculum. There is a list of 17 sustainable goals to be achieved by 2030. The Sustainable Development Goals aims to achieve a better and more sustainable future for all. This week is about teaching one lesson around one sustainable development goal to one class group over the course of a week. These goals are mapped onto our junior cycle subject learning outcomes. We are going to work on Sustainable Development Goal 3, Good Health and Well-being. And here at the Desmond College radio station, we are aiming to promote good mental health and well-being by using this service to connect us all as a school community in these tough times. On that note, I would like to remind you to check in on each other, keep in touch, and if you have any questions, queries, or concerns, please get in touch on radio@desmondncw.com. Just before I wrap up the show, I just want to announce how the competitions will run in the coming weeks. What we are going to do is we are going to ask every department for a question or a riddle related to their subject. And next week is English, so we would like the English department to come up with a riddle or a question that we are going to ask next week. And that concludes our second radio show. Thank you all for listening.